Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 19, verses 13 through 15 says, Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed thence. Matthew chapter 21, verses 15 through 16 says, And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Genesis chapter 43, verses 8 through 9 says, And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, and we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. Beloved, these are the words of Jacob's son Judah when he tried to persuade his father to send Benjamin to Egypt with him. Judah's becoming surety for the child meant that he was guaranteeing Benjamin's safe return. Judah was ready at any sacrifice to fulfill his duties. Judah also symbolizes the self-sacrifice of every parent to whom God commits the care of a child on his dangerous journey through life. If Christian parents would only realize, as Judah did, that they are surety for their children, what do we do when our children are in danger from the prince of this world? What do we do when the temptations of the flesh threaten to make them slaves of television, video games, and hold them back from ever reaching the Father's home? How often are we careless or unwilling to sacrifice our ease and comfort in seeking to rescue them from their danger? How often the spiritual interests of the child are being considered of little importance compared to worldly prospect of position or profit? How often are we going to allow our child to disrespect others in the name of love? How often are we going to allow our child to disrespect us? How often are we going to be afraid to discipline our child because of our so-called love? How often do we forget the solemn covenant which we agreed to make sure that the child is not lost to the Father in heaven? Beloved, I need you as parents to ponder over these things. Let us pray. Blessed Father, we ask you to open the eyes of parents of your church to realize our blessed calling. May we understand that you say to us at the birth of each little one, entrust it to our care, at your hands will I require it. May we understand and give the answer of my hand, thou shalt require him. I am surety for the child. O Lord, show us the dangers that surround our children. Give us the true surety spirit, the willingness to sacrifice all, rather than be unfaithful to our children. As we see the power of sin and the world threatening them, may we plead as for our own life, that the children may be saved from the sin and Satan. May our one desire be that our one aim in prayer, education, and conversation. Lord Jesus, teach us that as you are our surety, we are the surety of our families. You who are the faithful surety, make us faithful. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc., now support food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org Christ Ministries. I'm sorry. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, L-Y-O-N-S Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey, and I pray that the Lord will speak into your heart that you will support this worthy cause. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given on earth and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, Wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, we encourage you to sow into this ministry. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our reader broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are free. If you are in need of copies of the Book of John and Romans, in addition to the lessons that we teach each week, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. To our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you once again to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3.
All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be the Word of Wisdom. Once again, we are doing a series of teachings, understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And tonight's lesson will be the Word of Wisdom. The Holy Spirit literally dwells within our body. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. You do not receive the Holy Spirit by working for God. You receive the Spirit of God as a gift from Him. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said unto them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God lays claims to your body. You no longer own your body, not anymore. As the scripture says, Jesus Christ bought your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. The idea is that Jesus Christ bought you in the marketplace of slavery. He paid the ransom for you. He bought you out of your enslavement to sin, death, and hell. Jesus Christ, death, met all the demands of God's perfect justice. God's justice was completely satisfied when Jesus Christ took your sin upon himself, died for you, and suffered the hell of separation from God for you. Therefore, you are set free, liberated from sin, death, and hell. You are now free to live righteously and eternally in God's presence, all because of Jesus Christ paid the ransom or paid the price for you. He paid your ransom. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, your body belongs to God. For this reason, you are to glorify God in your body by obeying God's holy commandments, living thoughtfully, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. Glorify God in your spirit by worshiping Him through prayer and praise as you walk throughout each day. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Save the rich like me.
Heavenly Father, once again we come into your presence, Lord. We ask your forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift you up and we exalt your name tonight. Lord, we thank you once again that we're able to hear your word tonight, Father. We pray, O God, that your Holy Spirit will dwell within me tonight as I dispense your word, the word of wisdom, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to give me wisdom and understanding. Give me clarity to your words, O God. Father, I submit to you as a vessel to be used to dispense your word tonight. Lord, I thank you and I bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The word of wisdom is one of three revelatory gifts. Gifts that reveal something. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus, second edition, defines wisdom as the quality of being wise, good judgment. To judge, you must discern, tell the difference between. The word of wisdom is truth revealed by God concerning things that are not naturally, which gives a person the ability to discern or tell the difference regarding something that has happened, either something that has been shown them via a revelation or told them by God or one of his agents. Wisdom is often needed to make crucial decisions. When we talk about the word of wisdom, we must understand that the employment or use of the word implies that there is some kind of communication or speech transferring through this gift of the Holy Spirit. This communication or speech proceeds from God. The word of wisdom can be receiving the wisdom of God as well as discerning or interpreting the wisdom and words of God that is spoken or communicated to others as well as one's self. The word of wisdom reveals God's wisdom regarding a matter. This helps us to discern or judge what should be done, as well as showing us the obstacles, blessings, or other circumstances that we will encounter if we do or do not obey the word that is being communicated. Beloved, the word of wisdom most often gives information, but it can also give direction or proper judgment. In the book of Genesis, Joseph speaks revelation to Pharaoh regarding his dreams. Joseph explains to him that his two dreams are connected. He then tells him what they mean and gives him wisdom regarding how to prepare for what the dream expressed would happen. The gifts flow in righteousness. These gifts of the Holy Spirit flow in righteousness when we have right standing with God. Because of this, we must check ourselves and stay in holiness, keeping godly character and repenting quickly when we sin. Because these revelatory gifts often flow in the night season through dreams and visions, it is important that we repent of all known sin before going to sleep This includes being angry at someone without forgiving them, or settling it with them before we go to sleep. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32 says, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let them that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Beloved, when you do not release and forgive regarding your anger, and you then go to sleep with it, you leave open a doorway for the enemy to give you false dreams and visions. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 32 gives us a basic guideline in staying righteous, thus not impeding God's revelation to us. The Great Revelator Book. Although the entire Bible offers revelation in most places, the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, expresses all three revelatory gifts. Its use of the word of wisdom is through the revealing of information pertaining to what will happen, while giving wise instructions or God's wisdom regarding what to do about these things that will happen, especially to the seven churches. We will take a short break and come right back.
Save the rest, I pray.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is the Word of Wisdom. Revelatory gifts require a strong prayer life. It is important that if you have this gift, you build a strong prayer life with the Lord. This will enable you to know God's voice and hear clearly what He's directing you to do above the clamor and busyness of each day. To hear the still small voice of the Lord, it may require that you have times of quiet prayer. Do not neglect this very important component of the revelatory gifts. Biblical operations of the word of wisdom. The Old Testament examples. Genesis chapter 6 verses 13 through 22 says, And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of copper wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of the fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. God gave Noah a word of wisdom regarding what he was about to do unto the earth, with the instructions from what he wanted Noah to do. Remember, the word of wisdom is not just knowledge, but instructions regarding how to act on or what to do about that knowledge. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 12 through 16 says, And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. The Lord spoke a word of wisdom through Elijah to the widow, regarding what would happen while yet instructing her in what to do. Let us take a look at 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 9 through 14, which says, So Naam came with his horses and with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naam was wroth, and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana, our four rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had hid thee, or if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Elisha gave Naam a word of wisdom regarding what to do about his illness. I'm sorry. Naaman's obedience to the word determined if he would be healed or not. Let us take a look at the New Testament examples. Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 10 says, And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. This vision gave Paul revelation and wisdom about a need, as well as direction to go. By the man's request to come to Macedonia and help them, Acts chapter 10, verses 30 to 33 says, And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the 9th hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Cornelius was visited by an angel and given wisdom regarding the directions of his prayer request. We will take a short break and come right back. Gifts. It is common for a person who operates in one revelatory gift to also operate in other two as well. For example, if you have the gift of discerning of spirit, God may give you a word of wisdom also, so that you may know what to do with the spirits that have been revealed to you. Do not think it is strange if this is occurring in your life. Just as revelatory gifts often operate as a combination or a group, so God may also, if He desires, team you up with a specific person who may have another type of gift that may complement yours, or may be needed to accompany yours. God may also place you in a church that opens a door for you to minister in the gift that you have. Remember, we are a collective body working together for God's purpose and not a solo act trying to achieve personal greatness. I'm sorry. You must submit the operations of your gift to the Holy Spirit. If you have this gift, then you should seek out the Lord's wisdom regarding how he wants you to operate in this gift. God may have given you this gift to accompany a specific call on your life or for the work. It does not matter if you are called to be a minister or if you are a regular lay person that he has given you. That work could be ministering the word of wisdom in churches to leaders of government like Joseph and Daniel, ministering to individuals, or in some other way that the Holy Spirit reveals to you. In any case, submission to the direction of the Holy Spirit is of utmost importance. If he tells you to minister this gift in one place, and you determine that that is not what you want to do, then you might find that the gift will not function in your lives. It may be in you, but it is set to function in the right atmosphere or place, so let God lead you to who, where, and what he wants you to minister the word of wisdom. As the Holy Spirit wills, your gift does not have to operate every day or in every situation. Rather, it functions as the Holy Spirit wills. He may not reveal to you everything that you think that he should. Sometimes things are too close to our hearts, and God does not often show us, because in certain instances, it may be more difficult to subject our flesh and our emotions to the Holy Spirit, especially if it has to do with people who are close to our hearts. In these cases, we might do what we think is best, rather than what the Holy Spirit tells us. The more we submit to God in every area of our lives, flesh, emotions, and thoughts, the greater the opportunity of revelation through the Spirit gift. God's revelation to you is not for everyone. I will repeat that. God's revelation to you is not for everyone. It is imperative that before you go and tell someone what the Lord has shown you, that you first get directions from the Lord regarding what he wants you to say and to whom he wants you to say to. Not everyone will be able to receive the revelation that God has given you, either due to spiritual immaturity, ignorance regarding the function of God's gift, rejection of what is being said because of a dislike, how it makes them look, etc. Here is a guideline for this. With each revelation that God gives you regarding spiritual things, seek the Lord in prayer to learn of it. If he is just telling you information, showing you something that he wants you to tell someone, or showing you something that he wants you to seek him for further information and instruction as to what to do, God's direction is always best. So please take it to the Lord in prayer, always, whatever the circumstances are, take it to the Lord in prayer. How the word of wisdom operates. It operates through dreams, through visions, through an audible voice, the Lord speaking aloud to you, through prayer, in which the Holy Spirit speaks to you, his wisdom, in a still, small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 12 to 13. Through an angelic emissary. Acts chapter 10, verses 30 to 32. Some ways that the word of wisdom is administered. 1. God may give you the understanding and ability to interpret dreams and visions through the Holy Spirit. The interpretation alone may give wisdom regarding a matter. You may also administer the wisdom given in a dream by giving Holy Spirit-led direction regarding what to do about the revelation given in a dream or vision. Such was the case with Joseph, who gave Pharaoh wisdom regarding what to do about the famine that would be coming. Genesis chapter 41, verses 32 through 36. Number 2, you may be given a word of wisdom for a group of people and must declare what they must do, such as Jonah's declaration for Nineveh. Number 3, you can administer the word of wisdom by acting or doing what the Lord revealed to you regarding what you should do through the word of wisdom given you. This can be any actions that line up with the word of God. God could give you a word of wisdom regarding the gifts of healing, telling you to take clay and put it in the eyes of a blind man, which will cause him to see. Beloved, your obedience to administer this word by acting and what was shown or told you in the revelation will manifest the declaration of the word of wisdom. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the word of wisdom. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. God bless you. At this time, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turn away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Thank you. chapter 3, verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, "He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." If you would like to receive Jesus Christ in your life tonight, I ask you to join me in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord, I ask your forgiveness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to follow you. I ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I declare right now that I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight, dear Father. I thank you for the remission of sins, dear Lord. And I thank you for your cleansing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you. And I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for my sin. Lord, I thank you. Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
Lamb of God, I come, I come. We will play this one more time, just as I am. Lamb of God, I come, I come. If you have just prayed this prayer and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Genesis chapter 7, verse 17 says, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. Let us all be directed by these rules given by Moses. Let your hearts be filled with the word of God. Lay up these words in your heart and in your soul. Let your eyes be fixed upon the word of God. Bind these words for a sign upon your hand, which is always in view, and as frontlets between your eyes. Let your tongues be employed about the word of God. Let it be the subject of our familiar discourse, wherever we are, especially with our children. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.